The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with Kia Credit. Flexible 142 finance solutions from Kia, home of the 7-year warranty.
Now, the search is on to find volunteers to participate in RTE's Operation Transformation. The chosen few will have to radically change their eating patterns, exercise regime, and be prepared to inspire RTE viewers and listeners to follow them on their journey over 8 weeks in January and February next. And we will follow the leaders' journeys all the way to the grand finale in February 2015. On the line this morning is one of the hopefuls, Elisa Whelan, a Montessori teacher from Ratoath in County Meath. Elisa, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
And I'm just wondering what weight you are, Elisa.
I'm 15, 11.
And have you been that weight for quite a while?
No, I was almost 18 stone a few years ago.
So you've made some progress.
Yeah.
And when did you realise that the weight was becoming an issue for you, was upsetting you?
It was when I was in secondary school. I was bullied an awful lot, and that's when it got really bad to me.
And the bullying, what form did it take?
It was all just name-calling and pointing.
I see, because of your weight, was it?
Yeah.
And what are your weaknesses, Elisa, when it comes to food?
Bread, chocolate and crisps and fizzy drinks.
And given, though, that you went on a diet that led you to lose 3 stone, you know what is required then, don't you, if you want to lose more weight?
Oh, I do, of course, yeah.
Yeah. And you're currently a Montessori teacher, as I said, and I'm just wondering, do you have much of a social life?
No, my weight would hold me back an awful lot. Like, I'll go to friends' houses and we meet up and go to the cinema, but going out to pubs or nightclubs, I'm not into it.
Why?
Just because of my weight. I'm afraid that people are looking at me and laughing at me, which probably isn't the case half the time, but I'm just extremely self-conscious, so I stay away from that.
I see. So that must be upsetting in itself, then, if your friends are going for a night on the town.
Yeah, it is. It's quite upsetting.
Yeah. Yeah, and you, as I said, you've made an effort before, and by losing 3 stone, you made great progress. As a leader in Operation Transformation, you'd have to lead the country in your efforts to lose weight. So would you be up to that task, Elisa?
Oh, yeah, I'd work 100% if I was to be picked.
Yes. And in addition to bread, what are your food weaknesses?
Chocolate and crisps.
I see, yeah. And tell me, does it get you down?
It does get me down, and when I'm down, I tend to eat more. So it's a vicious circle.
So you binge eat?
Yeah.
Yeah. And just looking back to when you were growing up, when did you put on up weight? At what stage did you start putting up weight?
I was probably about 7 or 8 when I started putting weight on.
And what about the rest of your family? Are they overweight as well?
No, none of them are.
Yeah, so what do you put the fact that you had weight down to? Extra
I just
weight?
Wasn't a very active child, and if I wanted something, I would take it.
I see, so a bit of secret eating as well.
Yeah.
Right. Whereas your friend or your family were out playing, siblings were out playing,
in watching television.
So you weren't motivated to go out and play.
No.
Yeah, yeah. As I said, Elisa, you would have an important job to do. I'm sure you're familiar with Operation Transformation and all the people that have gone through it. So you're confident that you'd be able to do the job.
Yeah, I would.
And what about clothes when it comes to wearing clothes?
I wear baggy clothes all the time.
To hide your weight, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Elisa, can we wish you well in your ambitions to become one of the leaders in Operation Transformation?
Thank you very much.
And thanks very much for joining us this morning. That's Elisa Whelan, a Montessori teacher from Ratoath in County Meath. And the 4th of November is the closing date for applications to Operation Transformation. You can go to the website rte.ie/OT or call Daisy and Roisin 864 01 864 1 4.